going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let's shift gears here, Ant-Man. Talk about the other team that you cover. You obviously weren't at Scott Perry's introductory press conference yesterday because you were covering the Warriors and Rockets, but you were there that fateful night against the Dallas Mavericks. You were even spending time with Dead Man Walking. Monty McNair. Did you have any indication that night that was it?
Yeah, I mean, we've been getting indication from.
Let me try this again. Were you told directly that this was it for Monty McNair that night?
I was talking to Monty, to be honest with you, because he knew I was going to Houston, and he was telling me some of the restaurants he wanted.
Can I go with you?
Yeah, I mean, he was telling me some of his favorite restaurants in Houston.
It'll take the same flight back.
And I will say this: there was still hope pregame, and I think it was reasonable. Because I covered the Thunder for 4 years. I went to school at Oklahoma State. I know Oklahoma City very well. I was telling him some of the restaurants I like in Oklahoma City because at the time, they're favored in the Mavericks game. Memphis, as we've seen, is not some juggernaut.
Yeah,
he was saying, you know, I might be in Oklahoma City next week. You know, they could have been in the 1-8 series playing that Sunday in Oklahoma City. So I think there was still some hope, you know, that this thing could kind of, you know, at least have a positive tinge and a little playoff series from the Kings. But I think two steps back, I would say everybody kind of knew where this thing was headed with Monty McNair and the lack of power he's felt for various reasons over the last, calendar year, you'd say. And I will say, like, it was the happiest I'd seen Monty pregame and the most visible I'd seen him in a while. That's just commentary on what I saw. I don't know why I didn't.
The Last Dance.
Yeah, and in some ways it's probably a little freeing.
Sure.
Right? You know, if you don't believe in the roster that you're representing, in a lot of ways that is, you know, the moves that are tied to you, I think, you know, getting away from it probably has a little bit of a freeing effect.
Yeah, for sure. Now we talk about
that's an interesting line Ant-Man just had.
If you don't believe
about
in
the roster.
Well, I don't believe in the roster he built either.
Well, so, understandable. Yeah. Understandable.
It's all fair. I don't think any of the paths have been, you know, going the correct direction right now, but.
Let's talk about the GM that is here now, man, Scott Perry. Yeah. Obviously been in the NBA for a long time. I'll ask you, and everybody, I think it's a consensus when we say, hey, what's his first order of business? Everybody says, figure out the coach, like all that. So we'll bypass that. We'll say, what's the next order of business you think for him with this roster? Like, what's the thing that he has to look at and figure out with this roster?
Yeah, and with the coach, by the way, you know, we even reported it that night. I do think Doug's in a pretty good spot for a few reasons, and we can talk about that if you want. But as far as the next choice, I think figuring out DeRozan's future, probably he feels like, you know, probably the the guy who profiles it, like, he seems like he would probably want to go try to, at the real tail end of his career, try to chase better playoff glory elsewhere. And as they try to, you know, rearrange this roster, to me, you're kind of stuck a little bit with the LaVine and Sabonis contracts, probably. Those seem to be kind of your two pivot points. And I think you just need to build better around them. I think we'd all agree, like, DeRozan as a third next to them, especially with Malik Monk still in the mix. It's just too offense tilted. I mean, we know, like, they're screaming. I can't believe how honest everybody is about, like, the lack of a point guard. I mean, I know we all see it, but, like, you know, I mean, the head coach is saying it. Sabonis, who's, like, super, you know, careful with his words, is coming out and saying it. So to me, like, can you flip DeRozan for a veteran point guard that makes more sense? That's more of like a table setter. And who is that? I'm not sure.
Fred VanVleet.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. It's a pricey one.
Yeah, it's a pricey one who also is like, it would literally be a 1 year, right?
Yeah.
A player option, yeah, 1 year, yeah. I think is what he has.
I think it's a team option he has.
Oh, is it a team option?
Because remember, we talked about they can use that to.
Oh, that's right. A contract they don't even want. That's right.
Yeah. And one of the things with that contract, it's viewed as the salary filler if they go like big game star hunting, you know, Durant, KD's, Booker, whoever. Yeah. And that'll probably depend on what, you know. Do they feel exiting this Warrior series if they get eliminated? Yes, they need to do that. I think they want to just build internally, but you guys don't want to talk about the Rockets.
Well, no, we had this discussion yesterday. We think a lot of it ties into another playoff series that's going on right now, and it's the Bucks one. The Pacers are making the Bucks look like little bitches. Like, they're just out there beating their ass. And if you talk about series ending quickly, this Bucks series ends, man. Like, we'll try again next year. I don't know how they do that. And there are a couple of teams, Houston being one, Oklahoma City being another, and the New York Knicks probably being the third, where you could put together a package attractive enough for Milwaukee, acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo, and just like that, you're a title, like a legitimate title contender or a title favorite, yeah, even.
Two things on that. I think it's also going in a way where Giannis can look at himself in the mirror and be like, hey, my fault. You know what I mean? Like, because what you're saying about the Bucks in general is correct, but Giannis, you wouldn't loop into that. He's going like 34, 18.
Right. He's an MVP finalist.
He is his full version of himself. He's not the problem. And he can say, hey, if I'm not the problem, then this around me is the problem. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I mean, I think everyone in the league is kind of circling that. But how about them extending their GM today?
I was going to ask you, what do you make of that? Like, because we kind of talk about like, hey, yeah, you're going to be Nico in this situation, and we're about to pay you for it because they're about to bring some heat to you. But what do you see from that extension?
I was surprised by that extension. I mean, you'd heard for a year about, you know, he might be in a little bit of trouble with that. But, you know, and I do wonder, you know, if you're the Kings, like, you're not going to get in the Giannis market. I mean, Lillard always is intriguing, but, you know, again, those are huge salary type things. So, yes, but that is a situation I do think over the next like 2 weeks that if it unravels the way it seems to, I think everybody's going to, like, Giannis's post-game presser after game 4, game 5, whenever they get eliminated, I think everyone's going to be curious what he says.
You're going to interrupt programming to air that live. you mentioned Doug Christie a couple minutes ago. You think he's in a good position to be the next Sacramento Kings head coach? How so?
Yeah, I think for a few reasons. Number one, I mean, it's pretty clear at the end, you know, what side Vivek, you can loop Vlade as kind of a shadow figure, whatever you want to call him, into that Scott Perry, like, you know, they were on kind of more of a pro Christie side. Monty, who, I mean, we go back, we all know, like, he wasn't, you know, a proponent of firing Mike necessarily. I'm not, as we reported, he wasn't necessarily a proponent of keeping Doug. Well, who won that power battle? Clearly not Monty, right? He's not here anymore. So that's a signal.
Do you know what Monty wanted to do? If he didn't want Doug, and if he didn't want to fire Mike and he didn't want Doug, what did he want to do?
I mean, he would have, if he was still around making decisions, number one, it would have, Mike Brown would have been the coach the rest of the year, but also, you know, there's
oh, you mean moving forward. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah,
okay.
Forward.
Got you. Yeah, I misunderstood. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But so that's a signal that, like, you know, I think Doug is looped into like the power equation here, number one. And, you know, he has fans in the organization that are pulling the levers. And number two, if we're being real honest, he's cheap, right? You know, he would come in at a number that would be a lot lower than if you go to try to chase down Taylor Jenkins or, you know, name your vet coach out there. And that matters for the, you know, they're paying Mike Brown $8.5 million.
Right.
Like, that's just, that's, they're tied to that. So I just, like, that's an appeal of Doug. And the other thing, the third thing I'd say, if you're Scott Perry coming in, and this is just how, like, you know, GM, coach, you know, organization dynamics work, you don't want to necessarily start the clock on your coaching hire quite yet, right? If next season doesn't go good and if he doesn't fully believe in the roster, and we've heard some of his comments in the past, right, about LaVine, if he wants to take a year to, like, assess the situation, it isn't a bad deal for him to assess Doug Christie, give it a year. And if he has to – if he feels like it's right to pull the plug on Doug Christie mid-next season, beyond next season – the clock doesn't start on him, you know, hiring a coach yet. So yeah. I think all things are lining up for Doug Christie to be given a trial run.
And how much have you been around Scott Perry? I when I saw his resume, I didn't even know this. Did he spend some time working with the Thunder?
No, I don't know.
I thought I saw so it was maybe, Detroit Thunder, then here, then the Knicks, like, but I don't know.
Seattle Supersonics. Might,
maybe it was Seattle. Yeah, maybe it was like around that transition time or slightly before it. But what? Neither here nor there. What are you? What has your experience been with Scott Perry?
I don't know him. You know, I work closely, obviously, with Sam Amick. Sam knows him from he was here, as you guys know, for a few months. And you know, the reputation's good. You know, sharp basketball mind. I do think the you know, you relook at his the offseason he was with the Kings, those deals don't look that great, right? That was the Zach Randolph, George Hill, Vince Carter summer where they kind of tried to juice up the veteran presence in the locker room for more of a win now approach for a team that wasn't ready. But you know, you don't necessarily pin that on him. I mean, the people he's worked with, even in New York, speak highly of him. I've like, you know, I don't want to take too much from this, but some of the TV work I've enjoyed from him, even that LaVine comment, I know it came out like it's not great for him when you consider like internal dynamics of the team, but like that's pretty like sharp, incisive commentary. Mm-hmm. And I think you kind of need that. I think you need somebody that looks at the game in, you know, somewhat of a cold hearted way about some stuff. And I thought the press conference was pretty good, you know, it probably as good as you could ask. And again, we've been here 100 times. Wow, you won the press conference. That doesn't matter. What does the roster look like? Can you win? But I would be going into it relatively optimistic, and I would say it seems like he has a nice rapport with Vlade and Vivek, which should help at least in the interim. We'll see. Like, I think there's bigger issues long term.
It was OKC, by the way. He was part of the front office that drafted KD, so – he was there
Seattle,
right? Yeah, he was right.
Seattle.
Or okay. What I say? Okay, see, yeah, it was Seattle. Seattle, by the way. Yeah. So he was there right before the transition, I guess.
Okay, yeah, because KD's the only one that played in Seattle, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Russell Westbrook actually was drafted by the Seattle Supersonics. You go to draft night, he's wearing a Supersonics hat, but that was the offseason they transitioned. His summer league, they weren't even named the Thunder yet. They just wore these black uniforms. And another, this is, you'd only get this from somebody who covered the transition. Tony Durant, Kevin Durant's brother, was on that summer league team.
Really?
Which is...
Where did he play college?
Times in Oklahoma City.
You know where he played college?
Hey, it was some. Do you know?
I don't.
It's a, yeah. Give me one second.
Tony Durant. I didn't even know.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, he played like that, like to the point where he could be on a summer league team.
Where'd he play?
Towson.
Isn't that? Oh, I love that school.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm thinking of another school. Yeah, I don't know Towson.
All I know is in 1984, like the Jordan draft, like the 24th pick of the draft, if you just look through it, it's fantastic. The dude's name is Devin Durant.
That's right.
He doesn't look like a Devin nor a Durant. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Ant-Man, we appreciate you, man. We know you've had a long day. We're locked into the coverage the rest of the way with the Rockets and the Warriors, man. Thank you.
All right, fellas.
Take care, Ant.
Our man Anthony Slater, Ant-Man right there. The Athletic, the New York Times, man, great stuff as always. We will step out. We will come back. Bumper to dump it on the way.
Hey.
And there might be draft coverage coming up. But I also have questions about Zion. I don't know what to do. It's Stephen and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I read an article this morning. Ooh, that headline got me excited, boy.
What you see?
Then I read the article. The headline said YouTube is working on customizing their multi-view.
You gonna tell us something's gonna? Yeah, you gonna break his heart? Break our heart right
now?
Come
on,
Casey got me all excited. I was like, oh yeah, I finally get to watch so and so games. Blah blah blah.
Go ahead, tell us what the real is.
They're opening it up to select stations. So the idea, so essentially, I know one thing that we ran into a lot this last football season. We ran into it probably more times than you'd imagine. Is 49ers playing, Raiders playing, whatever. You got the Kings playing on a Sunday afternoon. Could you add the Kings to your football rotation?
Exactly.
No, you cannot. Now, I can't imagine NBA, what I'm envisioning is like, hey, you can add Comedy Central to this. They're adding select stations to make it more customizable, but they still haven't opened it up to all stations yet.
Hey, just don't even do it.
KC got me all excited. Now what?
They got hyped up.
You're chatty house again. Your headline readers, you didn't read the article.
What am I supposed to read the article for when the headline's right there?
To break your heart, dog. The headline was misleading.
This wasn't even a headline. This was like a tweet thread. They were breaking it down.
We know tweet threads never lie to you.
What? So what is going on? PDA makes your wife sick?
Pretty much.
Oh. You gonna want to stay away from me, Jasmine.
Well, PDA with her.
Oh, don't hug your wife in public. Oh man, that's terrible, Jasmine. That's awful.
It's not her bag. It's not her bag.
Is Jazz affectionate when no one's around? Does Jazz like you?
I think so. I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I mean, all things are on the table at this point.
I think so.
I hate that you have to think so hard, and you're still not sure.
Still lives there. That works.
Well, yeah, but with all of that space, Jazz has her own quarter.
It's true.
KC has one. It might just be Ryan's bedroom.
The house literally isn't that big.
I've been there.
It's not that big.
Beautiful floors and crypto.com in the backyard.
It's not crypto.
Well, a little mix of the garden, too, because you have what you refer to Mecca as Spike Lee seats.
Shout out to the Mecca. You know what I mean? Big ups.
Do you have bright enough lights back there? Like, if you wanted to play in the backyard at night, like, you'd be able to?
I don't, but I'm getting some.
Could you host a Pro Bowl back there?
No, but a skills competition, yes.
It looked like one was jumping off on the Oh, a quarterback competition. Yeah. It looked like there was a hoop skills competition jumping off on there.
I'm getting the light. I'm getting the light. Some type of light back there. They have one that I'm going to try and see what I can do before I go to that one. Because that one's like $400. They put a light way on the top of the hoop. It's
like, you just need like one of those industrial type lights or whatever for the warehouse.
Yeah.
I think I got a light guy if you need one, I think.
Okay. All right.
Jesse those, got a light guy.
We got one of those for the garage and stuff like that.
One of those lights like Snoop had in The Wire when she was putting the bodies in the vacants. One of those lights.
I haven't seen The Wire.
Oh!
We've known this.
Oh!
We've known this.
We have not rectified this?
No, not yet. I started The Wire and it started off kind of slow. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to get back to it. We have never gotten back to it.
We've got to get back to it. What are we doing?
I've seen shows.
This is first order of business this summer.
This is number one.
I don't
one.
Have a show right now, actually. I could start The Wire.
Let's start it.
Yeah, this is number one. Matter of fact, we might all just watch it together.
That's fine, too.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Man, Jesse.
Watch season two, good.
Okay.
Underrated.
I think
it's
you.
Underrated.
No, it's not. Stop it. No. Stop it. You capped for season two way too hard.
Because it's pretty good.
Stop it.
It's pretty
fine.
Good. When was
it's
the last
not,
time you watched season two?
I watched it. It was like a couple years ago. I watched
man,
the series
slipping,
a couple.
Man,
of,
slipping.
What do you mean?
Season two is. That's a good
it's
season.
It's fine. It's fine. You're right. It's fine. See, you're going over the edge.
Well, it gets a bad rap.
It does. I agree.
Yeah.
It. Okay. Let's say what it is.
It's. A lot of white people.
That's what it was. They took a show from the streets of Baltimore and then introduced a bunch of white people to it, and it confused everybody.
Right. But
and you took away the characters that we were familiar with.
It does tell the story.
That's right.
Of everything that's going on.
The season isn't bad. Mm. It's not. It's not nearly as bad as people make it out to be. It's different. It almost at times feels like a spinoff of The Wire.
It's a good call.
But it all ties together. It all works. I'm pretty sure every character comes back like later on in later series. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the season two isn't nearly as bad as people make it out to be.
I can imagine.
I don't know that it's what you're making it out to be.
It's still the worst. Well,
that's right. I think that's right. It's still
season five was pretty bad.
Which was five?
The last one.
No. The paper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Season five was kind of whack. I actually think season five is the worst. Season two is right before that. But the other three are some of the best seasons in the history of television. So it's tough to beat those. But
I'll start it.
Yeah.
Check it out. I'll start it.
And what was I going to say about? I could imagine watching this in real time. So I get this, right? Watching The Wire in real time, watching season one, be like, oh my gosh, this show is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, season two starts on September 17th, and you get to season two, and that's what they give you for mm-hmm. 4 months.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can understand the venom, the upset people out there watching that in real time. Watching it like binge watching it, season two is pretty good.
It's fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Jesse, first order of business.
I got you. I will start that. And people were asking like, oh, what's gonna happen first? I finished The Wire. Can he finish the season two of The Office? I will finish The Wire first.
Both. I'm gonna finish both.
You'll finish the entire.
I could watch The Wire twice.
Series of The Wire.
Yeah.
Season two. I'm gonna finish season two of The Office. Come on, man. Don't do that. Plus, because I have to go back because I'd already watched season four, five, and six. So I got to go back. That's what's taking so long. By the way. Thank you, baby. I love you too, boo. I love you too.
Oh, that is a public display of affection, Jazz.
That might be the most, like, the nicest thing she said to Kenny in our 5 years doing the show.
I actually think in the chatty house or in person.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that woman tell him that he loves her at his wedding.
All caps, exclamation mark at the end. Like, she really likes Kenny.
That's, hey, man, air horns for that moment right there. Hey.
Yeah. Kenny said, I love love.
Well,
it's
the
greatest day of my life.
It's not bad. It's not bad. What a day we have in here. Hey, this is going out to it's going out to KC and Jasmine. Everybody needs that person to love.
Oh yeah.
Everybody needs that person to have a moment of public display of affection with.
That's right.
Shout out to the Caraways here, sharing love.
Share my life. Take me for what I am. Cause I'll never change all my colors for you. Everything that you do, I don't really need to look very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's no
celebrating love here.
Love, love. I love love. By the way, I was thinking about something. Was it next week? Was it this?
Complex said.
It should be this.
I have been told.
This Sunday?
On April 27th. This Sunday.
Yeah.
Between the Sheets returns to KSFM. That's what I've been told.
Come on. Come on.
10 o'clock.
Come on.
Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're
going to be playing NBA Live 98.
Your boy going to be in here. Lights off. In the dark. Yeah.
Right, well, so, okay, hold on. I mean.
Right now, I asked him as recently as like late last week. Hey, it's in my calendar.
Yeah.
Are we between the sheets Sunday night?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's the plan. Yep. We're getting all these elements produced. That's what we're doing.
Okay. Well, all right. Let me just hold on one second.
I think I've already picked. We could do a teaser because I think I've already picked out the first song.
Check the text. I mean, that's how we doing it?
Oh, sir, sweetie, no.
Oh, well, you.
But the, right, come well, on, man. God damn.
That's why I text.
What are you calling spots?
That's why I text. That's why I text.
Johnson over here.
Wow.
That's why I text.
Hey,
you see that?
I'm not KC right now. I'm Kenny.
Okay. I got you.
That's why I text.
Okay, no, I got you. No, absolutely not, sweetie. No. What's this look like? No. No, just play along with K-Fabe. Man.
You taking requests?
Casey out here talking about hip toss.
Yeah.
Shinsuke. Drop the clothesline. D-Lo Duck. 5 years.
Yeah, that was a curve call right there. Because even I was buying it. I was like, damn.
Are you taking requests?
Yeah.
All right, man. How can I get it to you?
We're going to have a request line. I don't know the number yet.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a request
tweet
line.
Tweet them. And you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, tweets, Instagrams, whatever. I think this needs to be the lead-in. I think this needs to be the first song.
Okay.
I think people need to hear it. The number one song in the country now for 9 straight weeks. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dot and SZA.
Yep.
It feels like the 10 o'clock, the appropriate way to bring back Between the Sheets is this.
This world were mine.
Now,
I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine.
Now, the song I really want to start with is Doc Box and Be Fresh.
Can I produce a little bit? Oh, what the?
Yeah, that scared the crap out of me. Sorry, go.
Jesse still has it, so
yeah, okay.
Can I produce a little bit?
Okay, hey, what you got?
I see the vision. I see what you're talking about. But we are bringing back Between the Sheets.
Mm-hmm, okay. I think I know where you're going.
Shouldn't that song, that first song.
I think I know where you're going.
be from my boys. Mm-hmm. Those are my boys right there. Mm-hmm. They might get their own week coming up soon, by the way. Those are my boys right there.
Oh, I see. The Tesla ride.
Yeah, they might get their own week coming
up
soon.
So you're thinking of starting the show with something like this.
Hey. Oh, I already know what time it is. Now, sit on. Let's go. Hey.
This Sunday, 102.5, for the first time in well over 20 years, maybe 25 years, Between the Sheets, the show I've always wanted to host returns.
Hey girl, ain't no mystery, at least, as far as I can see, I wanna keep you here.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
I mean, one and two right there.
Yeah, that's a good
call. And the one you talked about, two, locked in. I'm already locked in anyway. Like I said, I'm going to be playing NBA 2K21. Or 2K, actually, just 2K. NBA 2K, because that's what was going on when Between the Sheets was on last time.
Y'all know, like, everyone listening to this, at least those who have listened to this show for a long time, know how badly I want to host this show.
Yeah.
Do you know how bad it is for me to volunteer? Like, no, I want to host another show. No. I really do. No, in addition to D'Lo and Casey on ESPN, on KSFM, in addition to KC Saturdays, D'Lo Sundays, in addition to part-time work over at Jams. Yeah. No. Give me this one.
Come on, man.
I didn't ask for any of this. I'm asking for this.
They said, we won't give you any more money. We'll give you your own show that you're asking for.
God, it was like you were there.
It's usually how radio works.
It's like, it's almost like you were there. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's going to be dope, though. I'm tapped in.
Look, we got requests coming in right now.
Screenshot this.
Yeah.
I'm tapped in.
There's some good requests coming in right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Playing the whole show with y'all. We're never talking about this NFL draft.
It's literally going to say right now.
It's never happening. No, I want to bump it or dump it. I don't even know what time it is. Our screen went dark.
What is this?
I want to bump it or dump it.
Oh, we're good, though. We're live.
We got time, right? We're fine?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh. Hey. Hey.
Computerized. Digital. Computerized. I said.
What was this, Menace to Society? When Kane was rolling up in the drive-thru with the new Dayton song?
Yeah. I almost got in trouble just now. I almost did like a little shoulder shimmy, and Kappas wouldn't like that. I ain't trying to get in trouble. But it was just vibing. Like, I was just about to do it naturally, and I said, nope, don't want to get in trouble.
And don't get it twisted either. It's not just the old school. You're going to hear SZA.
Come on now.
Yeah, you're going to hear her.
Snooze, one of my favorite songs of recent.
There you go.
One of my favorite songs in recent memory, Snooze. Definitely going to be on there.
Yeah, we're going to hit with a little bit of everything. Let's start bump it or dump it.
Let's do it.
Cuz this segment is never getting dumped. Like this is the best.
All right, where do we want to start here? Okay, this was interesting. UCLA quarterback Joey Aguilar plans to transfer to Tennessee. Any idea why this is?
Bump it?
Yeah. So, a day after Nico finalized his move from Tennessee to UCLA, Joey Aguilar is doing the same from UCLA to Tennessee in what essentially is a quarterback trade. Are you down for more trades in the NCAA?
Well, it's a little loose with what a trade is, but yeah, I'm down.
I'm all for that. Look, if we're gonna make this thing,
find your spots, young brother. Find a spot to play.
If this thing gonna be a pro sports franchise, let's just do the whole thing.
Yeah,
let's
have
a trade. Let's go ahead and do it. So that was an interesting quirk and smart by Lil Joey. He's not Lil Joey, but smart by Joey. To say, hey, all right, they're going to push me out here in UCLA. Where's the next, like, open spot? Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting to see. New York sports betting facing major limits under new proposal.
Dump it. I don't care. California can't even get their stuff right. What am I worried about New York doing? Wake me up when California's got this right.
We need to. It's got to happen, bro. I think it is.
Let's all get on the same page.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's what happened before. Talked to some people in the know. They said,
We're all
working together. And it should be.
We can't have competing ads running one after the other where we're sitting around wondering, what the hell does this mean?
They can't have
having
that.
No clue what's going on.
I'm with you. I don't care about your limits when we don't have anything.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh, this is a good one right here.
Okay.
Where the most, or the topic was, the title was, where the 2025 Dodgers rank among MLB's most talented teams ever.
Okay, bump it.
ESPN did a story with the top 25 teams. I think they based it on WAR or Vazorp, whatever.
Oh, they have Vazorp, yep.
But basically the rosters and all this other stuff. And the 2025 Dodgers are third all time on ESPN's list of most talented teams ever. Care to guess who the number one team is?
Yankees.
No. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
There is, on this top 10, because I got the top 10 in front of me, there are only two teams, and you don't have to guess these two teams, but there are only two teams that were before the year 2000.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Who?
The 2019 Astros. That had
Altuve, I was about to say what, and then I remember Vazorp, and it's like, all right, I don't even know what Vazorp means.
You know who the number two team is?
Nope.
The 2019 Dodgers. So that means
okay,
the two most quote unquote talented teams ever played each other in the World Series.
That's pretty amazing. Lost. And the Dodgers are second and third.
Second and third. Dodgers are second, third, and eighth.
Wow.
And they only got one World Series to show for it.
Hey, they're really force feeding the Dodgers. Enough about the Dodgers, to be honest.
And last year's World Series winning team ain't even on here.
Wasn't that good?
MLB can't stop tweeting about them.
Sick of these guys.
What's next?
The Rock responded to LaGresa.
I saw it.
Yeah, you know what
dump
to do.
It. I saw it. Dump it. Why?
Your bro, that's your boy. Dwayne.
Whose boy?
Bro. Dwayne. You got his drinks, his shoes.
I do not have that man's shoes.
Either way, like, that dude sucks.
So look, fine. Go ahead. Go ahead. I said dump it because I saw it. Bump it. Go ahead for those that didn't see it.
So bump it. We'll bump it here because Dave LaGresa on Busted Open.
Yeah, I think it's Dave LaGresa.
LaGresa?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That works too. But
I think he's a writer. He was a writer for WWE.
Yeah, he was on SiriusXM's wrestling show, very critical, just going off on The Rock, saying, like, you threw a Triple H under the bus, and, you know, it's all about you all the time when things go good, but when it goes bad, it's everybody else's fault. And The Rock responded.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock said,
oh, Jesus Christ.
The business is a complete work. Always has been, always will be. Every aspect of it. Every match. Every interview. Please join me, Cody, Cena, Brian, and the rest of us for our creative discussions so you can expand your perspective. Until then, stop ranting. It's not healthy, my friend. Enjoy the show. P.S. Tell Bubba I have a Grand Mariner and hush puppies for us all.
How do you not hear Barack Obama when you do this? It's like a really aggressive Barack Obama.
See, but it started off on the right track and then kind of tailed off.
What was the SNL character? The Rock Obama? That's that voice, The Rock Obama. That's my fault. I'm an idiot. That's my fault.
No, that was a plan.
I should have known second you said The Rock that this was all to get that stupid impersonation in there.
Sabo's right. You got 6 weeks. You got 6 weeks. All right, tell Dave, we got 6 weeks. We'll get him there.
God
all right?
Damn it.
Got another one.
I don't think he knows what's entertaining anymore.
So here's one thing that him and
bro has put out a good movie.
Him and Hunter seem to be really, really sensitive about. And I think they believe they have a really good storyline planned. Mm. I think they recognize there's it's like a series. The Sopranos, one of the greatest shows of all time. There are low points in The Sopranos. There's episodes 2, 3, 4 at a time where they kind of like drag and you don't feel like stories are being
The Wire.
Pushed forward. It happens with The Wire. It happens with every great show.
Mm-hmm.
I think they recognize they have a lull. They feel like they have a bombshell of a story, but they have a lull. And I think they're both really sensitive to it. Mm-hmm. And they're telling writers to calm down, or former writers. They're telling fans they wish they'd shut the F up. And it's
crazy.
Like, I recognize it's a movie that we haven't seen the ending to. Mm-hmm. I just think both of these guys, maybe because it's the first time they've been in this position, are hypersensitive to it. And they are the ones who just need to relax. Mm. Let fans be fans. If the person is Dave Logano, he hosts a radio show.
Yeah.
Let him host his radio show.
Right, he's going to be critical.
Let him have his opinion.
Yeah.
And when it's time to tell your story, we can all come back and go, man, that switch with John Cena, that was incredible. Or that match with Cena or whatever. Oh, man, that booking, that was incredible. We'll all come back and we'll talk about it. We can only react to what we're seeing. And what we saw at the show of shows wasn't great.
No.
Yeah, you got to allow people to have an opinion on that. We invested. I didn't. You didn't. We didn't. But some people invested 7, 8, 9, 10 of their hours of their life that weekend to watch that. And yeah, they walked away disappointed.
And to your point.
Stop being in your feelings over it.
To your point, the story's still going on. The Cena, this it's still going on. So like, that's what Rock should have said. He said, look, still going on.
Still going on.
Don't wait. I got one more. And I said, I'm not even going to give you the opportunity to bump or dump this one. This one, I need your reaction on because this is a D-Lo special.
You know what's great is he can't see the clock.
Well, I got
this
a clock.
This would have been one of those moments where he sent us the commercial 50 seconds earlier. Oh, you're good.
Here we go. Slow luxury market hits Gucci hard in quarter one. Gucci, which made up 63% of owner Kering's operating profit in 2024, saw its sales fall 25% in Q1, down 18% year over year. Kering also owns luxury brands such as Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, recording first quarter revenues of $3.88 billion. Well, in America, it's $4.43 billion, a 14% dip in overall company sales. Your thoughts?
Why would I have thoughts on this?
Come on, this is your brands. This is your price range, not mine.
Okay, can I tell you what's slick about this whole trash concoction he just cooked up?
What?
He knew what he was doing because this whole segment is his and his alone, and the whole gimmick is I'm going in blind. So what he did is he showed up today in a gray T-shirt. So there was no designer. No, nothing. You knew what you were doing.
I mean, I thought you'd be interested in this. This really is how you get down.
Created a segment to call you rich and do his impressions.
Pretty much. And my stupid ass fell for it. My God. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. KC just out there talking. The whole staff here, he's just out here hanging out, just talking. Kimberly jumping in the chat and talking crazy. Okay. All right. So, first of all, I won.
He did.
I said we got new regime. I love y'all. Look, oh man. See, I love y'all. Y'all are amazing people. Okay, just brought in my own pizza.
No.
Did we not just have a discussion?
No.
Just have a discussion this week?
Oh, this. Hey.
This
hey,
looks fire though.
This looks
insane.
Hey, so there's just boxes out there to take or what?
This looks insane.
Oh, that looks fire. Look at this joint.
Yo.
Hey, shout out Motorhead Pizza.
We literally had the discussion this week. Did Jesse just walk out?
Yeah, he gone.
Jesse left.
Look, he saw it was Motorhead Pizza. He said, I'm out.
Jesse just left.
Hey, this looks fire, though.
This looks crazy.
This looks really, really
man,
good.
Man, how bad would it be if I ate this?
No, just do it. Just do it. Motorhead Pizza, man.
You are Detroit the worst style, friend.
Motorhead Pizza, man. Go, hey, look at this.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, yeah. Look thank you. This. No, Karosh, I don't know. Karosh was trying to signal something to me. Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, come through.
What's up, Karosh? We're live, just so you know.
This one, sorry. This is gluten-free.
Oh, no, I'm not gluten free. It's okay. It's dairy. Yeah, no, no, these two jackasses. Well, we just had a cut.
Come on, man.
Hey, you want this?
Let's go.
You can have this. You can get send that to Jesse. It's okay.
This
it's
all right. Crazy.
That looks incredible. These your people?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Motorhead Pizza. Shout out to Karosh.
And Pamela.
And Pamela Love. Shout out Pamela Love. Pamela's so dope. You got to refer to her by her full name.
Good looking.
Pamela Love. Shout out to our man Karosh. Always looking out for
us. It's a new era.
No, it is a new era. It is a new era. What I think is funny though. KC is my man. KC is my man. This brother walking. Hey, he walked. First of all, he walks in like he just grabbed the best like drugs ever. He's like, hey, y'all. Hey, I got you right here. This legit right here. It's legit. It's like, cool, dope. No. This week, we had a conversation about how I miss real pizza and can't eat it.
He put that right in front of you, too.
No, he sure did.
It had him thinking.
Yeah, the barbecue looks fine.
Had you come back with a box, I would have eaten that.
See, I was going to, because Crush like, oh, I gave your pizza to KC.
He did say that.
Okay.
But I wanted you to see it.
No, I saw it.
But he did say it was for me and Justin.
You had me questioning life's decisions.
He said, hey, D-Lo, look at this pizza.
Man. That Joker was fire. Tell me how it is.
And I will.
You guys are asses.
I like this new regime. I like this.
I like Odyssey now.
Yeah. I like Odyssey with the new pizza.
Hey, before we were just getting slices. Now we're getting whole boxes of pizza.
Whole boxes. And see, now we got a crew that really look out for us.
They do.
Karosh.
They do.
Our people out there, they really look out
Big
for
ups,
us.
Big ups, man. Big ups, man.
Kimberly jumped in the chat to call
Kimberly
us
Kimberly talking crazy.
DEI hires.
I ain't even seen Lil Kim in a while,
saying
man.
She's on her lunch break. It's 1:52. Ain't nobody on a lunch break at 1:52, Kimberly.
Lil Kim crazy, bro. Lil Kim, tap into Between the Sheets on Sunday night, man. Make sure you tapped in. Everybody else, too.
This show's about to go to hell because all I'm thinking about is that pizza.
Oh, yeah, you would have loved this.
It's fire, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hey. I gotta get some. But I have something.
What?
I gotta get some pizza.
Okay. Well, finish your sentence, well, bro. You look, you said some pretty outrageous stuff yesterday when we went off the air about
Three
Monty
times.
McNair. This man kept repeating it over and over and over again. I'm like, bro, you don't hear yourself, do you?
Oh, man, that was
even
crazy.
James that was like, fam.
That was wild. I can't even front. I did have something that it was like bump it or dump it, but I think it's a little more serious than bump it or dump it. So I'll ask you right now.
This is the best show in the world. I swear to God, this show is incredible.
I'll ask you right now because this is actually ridiculous.
Okay.
And then we could talk about the NBA, NFL draft.
Yeah, right.
Did you see last night there were people in Cleveland that couldn't watch that game?
I don't think I did.
It was on NBA TV. Whenever an NBA game is on NBA TV, it's blacked out.
Okay.
So you could only watch it if you have Bally Sports Ohio, which a lot of networks, like their Comcast or Xfinity or whatever, have gotten rid of.
Okay. Oh.
So that Cleveland Heat game, a lot of people in Ohio couldn't watch. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's awful. So like did they not like air it on like Cavs.com? Did they not make it accessible for people to watch?
I'm not sure how they maneuvered around that. But the same thing is going on tonight in Denver. So I saw something where somebody put out Denver, TNT's not carrying it. So it's on NBA TV. If you're in Denver, you can only watch it on altitude. Once again, there are a lot of people that don't have altitude. So what you do is the guy found the workaround. You go to altitudeplus.com. Sign up for a three-day trial, and that's how you're able to watch it. That's crazy the hoops people have to go through in their home place to watch these games.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough look. It ties into actually a story. I kind of had it in our notes. I didn't think we'd get to it, but we had it. And it's Adam Silver. Adam Silver talked to the Sports Business Journal. I think it was the Sports Business Journal podcast like a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And he clearly hates regional sports deals. He called them, what was the line that he used? He called it legacy media. And he said teams are like trapped by it. and he without saying it, he clearly wants out of the regional network business.
What's his solution? Do you know?
My guess, just a guess, is he wants these individual packages to be available on YouTube or on NBA.com or on Max or on whatever your preferred streaming platform is.
Like they do on League Pass, where you have a team specific League Pass.
Yeah, right.
That's kind of greedy.
But I don't know that it is, because I think what his point is, and he did discuss this, I didn't mean to leave this part out, is a lot of these regional sports networks are moving tiers in cable clusters. So, you know, back in the archaic days of here, it cost $29.99 to have 120 channels. It cost $49.99 to have 200 channels. It cost $69.99 to have all of the channels. Those regional sports networks are slowly moving up to you can't get the basic tier anymore.
Right.
And it's slowly moving up tiers to where it's like, you know, we're in this incredible, you know, time where everything we go to purchase is incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
You've got 50 billion streaming platforms, which people sign up for, and every year they're all raising their prices. They're raising their prices by a dollar. They're raising their prices by $5. Mm-hmm. When I subscribed to YouTube TV 2 years ago, it was like $12 cheaper. And now it's like it feels like all of this stuff is evening out.
Yeah.
So his thing is, if you keep moving these regional sports networks to these higher tiers, people keep falling off of those. Like I'm not essentially paying $20 more for that single channel that I want.
Right.
And he wants to get teams off of those deals and have. I don't know if, you know, the equivalent of Clippers TV is his solution, or selling, you know, get your royalty package for Sacramento Kings basketball over on YouTube TV.
That makes sense. Sorry, Adam Silver. That makes sense. Now here's, and I'm sure contractually he can't do certain things.
And if you look, one final note, if you look at local numbers, you see they've plummeted. Local viewing numbers. There was so much talk about TNT and ESPN and what basketball numbers, what viewing ratings look like this year. The regional numbers were substantially worse.
I wonder why that is.
I think it's because people don't have that tier that tier that the network is in anymore.
Because one of the things, and maybe people have put their foot down, and that's a good thing too, but one of the things I think these TV providers would kind of bank on is, we can put that there because they may be able to work around and not live with HGTV or Nickelodeon or something, but all these Kings fans are not going to live without NBC Sports California.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, so we're going to put this here because they're not going to dispose of that. They'll dispose of everything that they can watch on demand or get an app for. They can't get an app for this, so they ain't going to dispose of it. And maybe people actually said, no, I just can't do it. I'll find another workaround. And, yeah, that makes a lot of sense when he puts it that way. The one thing I would ask Adam is, and once again, maybe it's contractual, maybe it's legalities to it all, is why don't you make a Kings game available on League Pass?
Thank you.
Like,
thank you for the people who pay $150, whatever. Let me watch my team on League Pass.
Yeah.
With all of the benefits that come with having League Pass.
Exactly.
The multi-views and all of those different things.
Yeah. Well, do they do that just to drive you towards the regional sports networks now?
That's what it always felt like, but now he hates them.
Well, yeah, it's like probably...
Because if I had League Pass and I was able to watch my local team, there's no reason for me to have
whatever. Well, and that's the thing. Why would... Because he's talking about... He says trapped in these legacy media deals because NBC Sports California is paying the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. And then if we... You know, people like us and a lot of people, you know, the basketball people watching this show, listening to this show, they subscribe to League Pass. And those are people who don't, in the scenario that you just provided, those are people who don't need NBC Sports California. So you're undercutting the team's ability to make money through a regional sports deal by airing their games on League Pass. So you have to pick your poison if you're Adam Silver.
Right.
Do you allow themselves to lock themselves into these legacy media deals, or do you eliminate the protections that make the legacy deals, I guess, profitable?
Mm-hmm.